This is Central Time. Now, a lot of us have some things in life that we've always wanted to try, or maybe places we wanted to travel, and we hope to do it someday. It's our so-called bucket list. But if you found out your life was going to end soon, would you spend your days trying to cross a few more items off of that list? Or would you spend that time with the people and the experiences you care about the most? Our guest says thinking about those questions can help us think about how we use our time right now and what provides us the most happiness and fulfillment. He's an expert on mental health and human behavior. He wrote a recent column about this topic in The Atlantic. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a bucket list or something like it, whether it's actually written down or in your head? Are there things you, new experiences you really want to try? And then how do you balance out, like, hey, I love doing cool new stuff and novelty versus I love things that are familiar that I already know that I like doing? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Dr. Richard A. Friedman is a professor of clinical psychiatry and director of the Psychopharmacology Clinic at Weill Cornell Medical College. His latest column for The Atlantic has the headline, Quit Your Bucket List. Dr. Friedman, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Now, you're not saying in this piece, as I read you, to completely get rid of the idea of trying cool new stuff and seeking out new things. It's more of a, I think, a balance that might change over time. Can you give us some advice on how to think about that balance?
Sure. I think that novelty is really important in life because the value of it is to help you figure out the kinds of things you really like and will find meaningful. So you've got to go out and explore. You have to try new things. But you don't want to turn your life into an engine of trying new things all the time. You want to try new things up until the point where you find stuff you really like, that excites you, that's meaningful to you. And then I think you want to stick with some of those things and go deep and really try them out and explore them.
And you, in your piece, talk about some people who are nearing the end of life. And, you know, I think there's a worry that we're going to get to that point and be filled with regret that I didn't go to place X and I didn't try whatever it might be. That's not necessarily what you find when you talk to people.
Yeah, you know, every person I know, including patients, friends, all say pretty much the same thing when they're facing, you know, their mortality. You know, they get a diagnosis that means they have limited time, which is they seem to want to do the things they love more, but just more of them. As a friend of mine said, it's not like I need exotic places. I don't need, you know, new experiences. I want more of the things I love. I want to be with my friends, my family. I want the familiar things that I've always found meaningful and that give me pleasure. I just want more of them.
Yeah, there's one quote, it was something along the lines of, I think we're talking about the same person. I don't need Bali. I just want to see that sunset on my favorite beach in the state I live in, something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. You got it. Right. Nothing new and exotic. Just familiar and meaningful, something I love, and I know that I always have.
Now, there's something in our brains, I think, that can be fired, and enjoyably so, by that novel experience, by doing that new thing. Could you talk a little bit about our brain's desire for novelty?
Sure. You know, I mean, we humans evolved, you know, over millions of years to be really sensitive to new situations, in part because exploring the environment was critical to our survival. We had to figure out where were the best sources of food, where were the best, you know, people who would be our partners. So you have to explore the world in order to get those things. So there's a evolutionary adaptive advantage in being aware and attuned and sensitive to novelty. So, you know, what happens when you try a new thing is your reward pathway, which is a part of the brain that's buried deep inside the brain, lights up like a Christmas tree when you try something or you're surprised by something that you hadn't expected. So novel things are unexpected things that you have very little experience with. And the reward pathway lights up and it gives a little squirt of dopamine, that neurotransmitter that's famous now and everyone knows that dopamine signals to your brain, hey, this feels good. This is exciting. This is important. Remember it.
This really makes me think of is when I travel and I go to a place and I think I go in with the attitude, I put a lot of effort into this. It cost me some money. I need to pack in all the novel experiences this place has to offer, right? But it's like, oh, this restaurant overlooking the river here was awesome. I'd love to go back to that. But no, I need new things. I don't know. How do we balance out that argument, at least in my brain? I guess I can only speak for myself here.
Well, I feel exactly as you do, which is the pull between, you know, the familiar thing that you know that you love, and the sense that, you know, when you experience something that's new for the first time, that pleasure is unique. So, you know, you can't recapture it again with the same thing, usually over and over again. So you may want to try a new restaurant to decide, okay, I know my favorite Italian restaurant, but there are lots of cuisines I don't know. Like, what about a Greek restaurant? So you may go and try a few of them until you find one you love and then stick with it. So I think the idea is you mix these things up, novel experiences and habit. You find what you love through novelty, and then you use it.
We're talking to Cornell psychiatrist Dr. Richard Friedman about his column in The Atlantic under the headline, Quit Your Bucket List, and why we sometimes can get more fulfillment from doing the things we already know we like as opposed to always chasing something new, a new experience, the kind of thing that might end up on a bucket list. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Now, I know not everybody does this, but do you have that literal bucket list, things you want to do at some point in your life? What led you to do that? Do you find yourself wanting to try a new thing or always going back to the same thing because you know you like it? And that thing could be a restaurant, an activity, a place to travel, you name it. Do you feel, I don't know, kind of like a loser when you keep doing the same familiar thing again and again? I do, but I keep doing it. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation with Dr. Richard Friedman, professor of clinical psychiatry and director of the Psychopharmacology Clinic at Weill Cornell Medical College. He's with us today to talk about how we find fulfillment from the things we know that we enjoy as opposed to trying new stuff, new experiences. He wrote about the idea in a column in The Atlantic. It's under the headline, Quit Your Bucket List. You could join in with your thoughts on this at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring out a caller. Chris is with us in Black Creek. Chris, hi.
Wow, great to be on your show. My goodness. Okay, so I'm a miner. I mine for gemstones at 13,500 feet in Colorado on my mining claims. And years back, when I was younger, now I'm not, but one summer in 60 days, I climbed 38 mountains in 60 days. Okay. So, to experience life like that is just absolutely incredible. That's why I'm liking your show.
Okay. I got just one question for you, Chris. Did you ever go up one of those mountains twice?
I went up a lot of those mountains twice.
Okay, awesome, Chris. Thanks a lot for the call. Dr. Friedman, we've got a climber there. He's sought a lot of new mountains but gone back and done it again. I don't know. He sounds like he does it both ways there.
Yeah, as a climber myself, I know the thrill of climbing something you've never been on before. And if you find one that you really like, imagine the pleasure of going back up this thing. This monster mountain. It sounds like it was really exciting for Chris to do this. And it was done at a time of his life, or maybe he wouldn't do it right now.
Thanks a lot for the call, Chris, at 800-642-1234. I want to talk, Dr. Friedman, about self-judgment. Now, we've got a restaurant two blocks from my house. We ordered a fair amount for takeout. Every time I peruse the menu carefully, pretty much every time I order the same thing, I think, oh, Rob, come on, try different stuff. I think there's a certain level of self-judgment if we go to the tried and true and familiar. How do we stop listening to that voice?
Well, I think you're right. It's actually been studied that, you know, when people know that they're being observed by others and they know that people are going to judge them, they often move away from the things, their habitual choices, to new things because they don't want people thinking they're limited or they're boring. They're not boring. They're just enjoying the things that they like. I mean, we tend to enjoy things that we've had before. And, you know, just by exposure. So, you know, in some studies, people that listen to unfamiliar music and don't like it at first, by the end of the week, after they've listened to the song a couple of times, they actually start liking it. So exposure doesn't, you know, familiarity does not breed contempt. It seems to breed contentment.
Now, you've talked to Dr. Friedman about the idea of, you know, yes, we need to try new things and then find ones we like and keep going back to those and expand on them. How do we learn when to make that switch, or how to start altering, when to start altering that balance from trying everything new to, yeah, these are the things I want to focus in on?
I think it's probably related to where you are in your life. You know, when you're young and you're, let's say, a teenager or you're a young adult and you don't know yourself that well yet or what your mission in life is going to be, that's the time for exploration, or a lot of it. Test new things. Find out what matters to you. But never lose that sense of curiosity as you get older. Just as you are aware, you know, you've got things that you're, you know, that you really love, they're part of your habit, you can always have room in your life for novelty that generates new things that you love along the way. So it's not like you have to choose between those two. I say there should be a tension and a balance between those things. And you're going to have people who will tell you, hey, you know, stop ordering the same thing on the menu for the 50th time. Try something new. And you might just take them up on that to discover that you did try that new thing. And guess what? You didn't like it as much as the thing you've ordered 50 times.
Yeah, I want to go to the opposite extreme now. How can we detect maybe when we're in a rut and we've overcorrected, we've gone too far in avoiding those novel experiences?
That's easy. You'll feel a sense of boredom and restlessness. And you'll think to yourself, you know, assuming that, you know, something like a depression isn't brewing, but it's just, you know, you're in a rut, meaning you're doing the same thing over and over. And those things don't feel so good anymore. And one of the reasons is they may not be providing you with the sense of meaning and excitement that they once did. And that's fine. It means that's a cause for novelty. That's a cause for exploration.
And Dr. Friedman, in just our last few minutes, what is something now that's on your list that you're trying something new, or that you've tried those new things and you're settling into something now yourself, if I may ask a personal question?
Sure. I love going to new places, because I have an opportunity to experience new people. And, you know, I'm going to go up to the Adirondacks during the summer and go hiking and go to some new places. And I'm a swimmer, so I love these new ponds and new places that I've never been. There's an excitement about being in a new place and discovering something. And it's also linked to something I'm familiar with, like the great outdoors. Even though the place is different, it's novel and familiar at the same time.
Well, happy hiking and swimming this summer. Dr. Friedman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It was a real pleasure.
That's Dr. Richard A. Friedman, professor of clinical psychiatry and director of the Psychopharmacology Clinic at Weill Cornell Medical College. He's with us today to talk about novel experiences, familiar experiences, and his column in The Atlantic. The headline is, Quit Your Bucket List.